This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Over 200 new COVID-19 cases had been confirmed in South Korea Saturday, according to the Korea Center for Disease Control. This brought the total number of cases to 433. Two people have died from the virus in that country. Reuters' Libby Hogan has our report.
South Korea has ratcheted up its fight against the coronavirus after the city of Daegu became the latest hotspot this week. On Friday, in the capital Seoul, workers sprayed every inch of the subway with disinfectant. The country has locked down its military after several soldiers tested positive. In Daegu itself, a city of millions, the streets are empty after dozens caught the virus in a church from a 61-year-old woman known as Patient 31. Officials call it a super-spreading event, as many of the South Korean cases can be traced back to her. The Prime Minister said Friday that Daegu and another city are now special care zones.
Preliminary results suggest that Iran's conservatives are headed for a large overall majority in the country's parliamentary elections. This outcome may reflect frustration with worsening living standards and deteriorating engagement with the West. This means strong supporters of the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, will control all main levers of power in Iran except for the presidency. The reformists, elected 4 years ago on a ticket of engagement with the West, had been the largest party in parliament, but found many of their proposals blocked by other centers of power in Iran, notably the Guardian Council. Iran held these nationwide parliamentary elections on Friday. This is VOA News. In simultaneously issued statements, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Taliban have announced that a deal between the U.S. and the Taliban will be signed February 29th, paving the way towards ending the longest American war in history. The plan includes a drawdown of both American and international troops in Afghanistan. The United Nations reported Saturday that the conflict in Afghanistan killed more than 3,400 civilians and injured nearly 7,000 others in 2019 alone. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan blamed the Taliban, Islamic State, and other militant groups for causing 49% of the deaths and said pro-government forces, including the U.S.-led coalition, were responsible for 43% of the deaths. The rest were caught in crossfire and other conflict-related incidents. U.S. Senator and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders tells Russia to stay out of the U.S. presidential election. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says he's been told by U.S. officials that Russia has been trying to help his campaign. In California Friday, the U.S. senator from Vermont said, "Here's the message to Russia, stay out of American elections." Meanwhile, President Donald Trump bristled at a similar assessment from U.S. intelligence officials about his campaign. At a rally in Las Vegas Friday, Trump said,
"Here we go again. Did you see it?"
According to officials familiar with the matter, U.S. intelligence officials told members of Congress in a classified briefing last week that Russia is meddling with the hope of getting Trump reelected. I'm Mike Gracia.
The Greyhound Bus Company announces it will no longer allow Border Patrol agents to do immigration checks on buses unless they have a warrant. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The nation's largest bus company, Greyhound, had said that it didn't like agents conducting immigration checks on its vehicles, but said it didn't have a choice under federal law. The Associated Press revealed from a leaked memo from Border Patrol that agents aren't allowed to board private buses without the company's consent. Greyhound says it will also tell Homeland Security searches are not permitted in its terminals or company offices. Critics say the sweeps have become more common and searches are intimidating. Several other bus companies have already stated they won't allow warrantless searches either. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tibetan spiritual leader the Dalai Lama is celebrating the 80th anniversary of his enthronement Saturday. The Dalai Lama was enthroned as Tibet's most important spiritual leader on February 22, 1940, at the age of four. Since then, he's been a spiritual leader to Tibetans, strongly advocating nonviolence and winning a Nobel Peace Prize in 1989 for his efforts to bring about an autonomous Tibet. I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.